Elk Point. It took four revisions of Bylaw 880-23, Regional Assessment Review Board, approved by Elk Point Town Council on August 28. But with the additions of the Local Assessment Review Board and the Composite Assessment Review Board, the revised draft has finally received approval from Alberta Municipal Affairs and was back on the table as Bylaw 881-23 and received all three readings at last Monday's meeting. Sao Ken Guoge said the bylaw is very cumbersome, and said both the town and the county of St. Paul are extremely frustrated by all the needed changes. The Regional Assessment Review Board agreement will be finalized after municipal affairs requirements are completed, and will come back to an October council meeting. Mayor Parrish Tung questioned the makeup of the board and reminded Guoge that two residents have received the training to sit on that board when it is finalized and board members are appointed. Joint agreements. Council approved joint agreements with the St. Paul School Division and the Francophone Regional Authority of East Central Francophone Education Region regarding joint use of facilities of all three bodies as required by the Municipal Government Act. The mayor questioned whether rates have been set for use, and learned that there will be a stakeholder meeting where this can be discussed. Levy decrease. Although the Northern Lights Library System has increased the levy by 1.5% for 2024, the 236-resident decrease in population has dropped the levy to be paid by $913.98 from the 2022 total. Council approved the increase in principal, with the Northern Lights budget to be finalized in November. Contribution deferred. A request for a $705 contribution to the North Saskatchewan Watershed Alliance, NSWA, was deferred to the November 7 special council meeting for the 2014 interim budget. The funding would go toward implementing the NSWA's Integrated Watershed Management Plan. SAO report. In his monthly report, Guoge told council that the Public Works Department did a great job of repairing a waterline break in a slough, which made the job challenging. He also commended town staff for an impressive 97% score on their Certificate of Recognition for Safety this year, and asked council to acknowledge this achievement with a paid day off for the staff during the week after Christmas. Council approved that request. Remembrance Day. Planning for the Remembrance Day observances has not yet started, but Coun. Wanda Cochran asked council for a letter of support for her request for a Canadian Forces flyover that morning. Council agreed to her request. Alberta's Lakeland. Coun. Jason Borse informed council about Alberta's Lakeland's new website and predicted a big push to encourage visitation by Alberta residents to the Lakeland area. Land and Legal. Almost 2 hours of closed session discussions brought forward a number of motions. Council approved in principle dealings on lots 10 and 11, block 45, plan 1,223,731, subject to the town solicitor's review and financial commitment. Administration was directed to contact a realtor to make an offer on lots 1 and 2, block 8, plan 6879FT and lots 2 and 3, block 4, Plan 5389CL, and to contact the landowner regarding willingness to sell the land. Council moved to approve the proposed lease of the Eco Center at $200 per month for the first year, subject to availability. Approval was also given to sending a letter to an adjacent landowner regarding the airport.